Well, this is it, our final edition of the season countdown. Best for last? Well, not sure. Let's see how season 2019 unfolds for Winchelsea. They're one of the great stories of 2018. They were well positioned for a finals berth, 9-2 after 11 rounds, but things conspired against them. A number of injuries, a couple of off-field issues as well that weren't great, but good thing is that we can still talk about them because the great man himself is here in Brendan Forsman to join us, the Blues coach. Hello, Foss.
G'day, welcome. Tom. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
First question is, how's the health? We know obviously you had a bit of a scare last year, but how are you tracking?
Going well. I had a 6-month checkup just around Christmas time and that came back all good. So, off to see the surgeon in another 6 months' time and hopefully get the all clear again and just keep tracking from there.
Fantastic. Well, good to hear. It was a bit of a blow to the stomach for everybody in the local football landscape last year. On reflection, what impact did it have on your group?
Not a hell of a lot, I wouldn't have thought. Maybe that week leading into the Thompson game, for sure. But after that, I was pretty much back at the club, only having missing that one game. So, I'd say after that, it was pretty much business as normal.
Yep. How much of last year do you spend reflecting on? Do you reflect on the fact you were 9-2 after 11 rounds, or do you reflect on the fact that you finished 2-5?
A little bit of both. So we think our best footy is obviously capable enough of competing with everyone, but there's still a little gap there that we need to make sure that we can bridge between our best and worst footy. We had injuries, but so did every other team in the second half of the year. So we just started poorly in a couple of games in the second half of the year and teams around us and below us. And obviously if you're behind at quarter time and the other team's in front at quarter time, then, they're up and about and all of a sudden we're chasing tail. So, it can happen pretty quickly. But, I see it as more of a positive than a negative. If you had have said we were going to win 11 games and miss the finals by percentage at the start of the year, we probably would have nearly taken that. So, based on the improvement in the last 2 years from 3 wins to 6.5 wins, then to 11 wins, hopefully that that path sort of continues.
Yeah, I was going to say that'll take you to about 15 wins and probably
that'd be lovely.
A top three finish. What's been the focus of pre-season? Is there something you identified in your football last year that you hoped that you could work on that will make you better in 2019?
The best part from my point of view, Tom, is that we haven't had a huge turnover of players. So this is obviously going into my third year. So we've got our sort of basic fundamentals down that we think make us a good footy team. And now we're just sort of able to add layers to that around it. So the first year in, we were obviously really concentrating on defence and being harder to score against. Last year, we focused a bit more on the front half and what we could do there. This year, it's probably more around stoppages and in around the coal face. So we think the other stuff, like I said, we've got a pretty good handle on it. And with only having, 3 or 4 guys come in each year now, it's nice and it's easy to coach them and they can understand really quickly the methods that we're trying to put into place.
Yep. You've used your Grovedale connection again. Lee Ellis coming in, Dylan Williams coming in. You've also brought back Jai Price. Now, is Jai a one-pointer? Does he come back to as a one after spending some time at the Western Eagles?
Yeah, he will. He's a Winchelsea junior and played all his junior footy at Winch. He's been a ripper since he came on board. He probably came in two weeks into the pre-season, hasn't missed a session since, and trains at a fantastic intensity, and he's going to be a great addition for us. And Carl Bebert is another one who is coming back as a Winch junior, so they'll both be one-pointers. Carl has only recently started training, so he might be a little bit behind in where he might start the year, but no doubt that there'll be senior opportunities for him fairly early in the season, I would have thought.
Yep, Adam Sterling also coming across. One you've announced this week, the clearance got lodged, Baden Ramos, who spent, I think, 2017 on Geelong VFL's development list but didn't play footy last year. And also Jack Bennett's played some footy at South Barwon.
Yeah, Sterling's been great. We identified that we lose Dougal Morrison this year, who was our fullback last year, who was going to Marcus Oldham College. So we needed to strengthen up the key defensive post there. And Sterlo comes across with about 130 GFL games, behind him and 28 years of age. And we sort of had half a crack at him last year when he wasn't playing, but he was contracted to St Albans, so he didn't really go down that path too much. But, he adds great experience and he comes with big raps because, you know, being involved at Grovesdale. Jordan Erskine always said that behind Tommy Stewart, that Sturlow was probably the toughest defender that he played against. So, so that bodes well for us.
Yeah, they're huge reps. Baden Ramos is an undoubted talent. Just probably we haven't seen it, unfortunately, because of injury. I think a knee reco when he was at the Falcons. He's been at Bell Park. He's been at St Mary's and
St Mary's most recently. Yeah.
Yeah. Now Winchelsea. How did you come across him?
He just kind of fell our way, which is really nice when blokes like that sort of just fall in your lap.
But love on your doorstep.
Yeah, he plays basketball with Kyle Brooks and a couple of other boys from Winch on a Wednesday night. Brooksy sort of suggested that he might be keen to have a kick again after having last year off.
Yep.
So we organised a catch up with him a couple of weeks ago, and he said, "Oh, I've got a mate who might be keen to play as well." Jack Bennett from South Barwon, who hasn't played for a few years. So, and Jack sort of came through that V-line pathway as well through the Falcons. So yeah, a couple of really handy pickups, and they both had a kick on the weekend against North Shore, which was great, and sort of back into it and really looking forward to the year ahead.
Yep. What can you tell us about Will Collins from Lean Gaffer?
I met with Will a couple of months ago. He contacted me to say that he was moving to the area. He goes out with a Winchelsea girl, one of the Parrish girls. I'm not sure of her first name, so I won't try and guess it. and absolutely ripping young kid. I met him for a coffee, like I said, a couple of months ago, and he said he wouldn't be moving to the area until sort of mid-March. And he came to Winch last week. He played in our practice match against Birragara just in the seconds. And he performed really well. He's lightning quick, and he's only, you know, trained this week with us for the first time, and both sessions he's been outstanding, and he trains how he plays, and he's something really exciting because, like I said, just with the pace that he's got, and he takes the game on, and so he could be something that we can tap into.
All right. It's all about depth. I suspect last year your depth got tested by those injuries, but this year maybe a bit of insurance will be running around at midday.
Yeah, I think the players we brought in last year in the second half, they were still very capable players, but they were probably a little bit bigger and a bit heavier and probably didn't suit the game style that we were playing in the first half of the year. So from a coaching point of view, I probably misread that and probably should have readjusted how we were playing to play accordingly to the list that we had at the time. But it's not that they weren't capable players, because they certainly were, but maybe the game style didn't quite suit.
You mentioned Dougal Morrison being a departure. Anybody else you've lost? We've been tracking the ins and outs, but it seems pretty quiet on that front in terms of those leaving Eastern Reserve.
Yeah, it's pretty much the Marcus Oldham boys. So as you know, they come into school for a year, then they go back to the farms for a year, then they come back for a third year. So Dougal Morrison, Hamish Jennings, Sam Dernan, Fergus Ingalls.
Yep.
So there's three or four there that played pretty regular senior footy for us last year that won't be there.
Okay.
Jeremy Lush comes back as a Marcus Oldham boy from 2 years ago in his third year of school, so he'll be pressing for senior selection. But the majority of the boys now are, you know, local boys, so we're not reliant on those, on the Marcus Oldham boys, you know, each year. Yep. Like we probably have been in the past.
Talk to us about somebody who's impressed you over pre-season, somebody that might have been running around at midday last year but has impressed you over pre-season and may run out against Bell Post Hill on Saturday night.
There's a few boys that have been going well. Andy Bordevalis has come back from Western Eagles, and we've had 28 sessions so far and he hasn't missed one. So he's been training beautifully, and Jake Campana as well. As Joey Famer and Alex Gubbins, they've only missed the one session, those three boys. So Andy and Jake, you know, they'll probably start in the reserves, but the improvement that those two boys have shown throughout the course of this summer has been enormous, and, they're sort of tracking up the ladder as far as, you know, where they sit in the pecking order at the moment, which is great. Like I said, Gubbo and Famer have trained really strongly. Lockie King has done a lot of work over the off-season in the gym and things like that, and he's probably put on 5 or 6 kilos and, starting to get a body shape now that's more suited to senior footy, so he's probably one that will get opportunities early in the season.
Yep. Matt Warland was in the GDFL Team of the Year last year. He's in the twilight of his career. Where will he play his footy this year in terms of what time of day?
Warlow is still a very valued member at Winchelsea. And I'm having a chuckle because you know that he'll get a big kick out of this, Tom. Wallow's a bit worried about his hamstrings.
Yep.
he's still more than capable of playing at 2 o'clock, but he will probably start at 12 o'clock and he'll have a big say in helping our development in that side as well. And I said to him that, you know, 5 or 6 rounds into the year, if he's going okay and we've got a couple of injuries, then he'd be an ideal bloke to bring into the senior side. So that's where it probably sits at the moment. And as you know, they've just recently had a young fella as well. So he's got a bit on his plate at the minute, but he's trained really well over the pre-season and he's only missed a few sessions. So he's actually looking pretty good.
He's been calling himself Boris around the K-Rock offices. Corey Enright, of course, finished with an All-Australian in his last year and retired, and Warlow GDFL Team of the Year and as good as retired.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me one bit, Tom.
Might have made that up.
No, we love Warlow, you know that.
Absolutely. He's an easy target here in at K-Rock HQ.
He gives as good as he gets, though. That's the main thing.
He certainly does. Talk to us about your junior situation. Winches, obviously, can vary. There can be a rush of kids at an age group. How are you going to go fielding junior sides this year and at what age levels?
Yeah, so we have full under-11s and under-13s, and then under-15s, 17s and 19s, we don't have enough to field in those age groups. So the boys generally go and play at Motowari because a lot of them go to Grovesdale College and already know each other. And we have the odd one or two that go and play at Grovesdale looking to play that higher division.
Yep.
So Luke Dawes is one of those. I think he finished runner-up in a league junior best and fairest last year in under-13s. So he's going to test himself and try and make that Division 1 team at Grovesdale in the under-15s this year. But with the town progressing and getting bigger and new estates opening up and lots of young families moving to the area, it's just a matter of time until we can, you know, fill that void. And hence our senior recruiting has really been geared to 18 to 23-year-olds, and probably 85% of our list is still 24 and under, so that bodes well for the next few years. Hopefully we can keep them all together.
Let's have a look at your first month of the season. As I've touched on, Bell Post Hill to open things up under lights on a Saturday night at Eastern Reserve, East Geelong, Corio and Inverlee. The external would be that at worst you'll be 2-2. Internally you're probably hoping to be 4-0, but I suspect if you fall in the middle of that 3-1, that's a nice platform to build on.
Yeah, it would be. We're hoping to be 1-0. Obviously, you know, our focus is primarily at Bell Post Hill, and we've got a couple of breaks around Easter and Interleague, as you know, early on. So it's important not to look too far ahead. But and we know that Bell Post Hill have lost a lot of core group out of their senior team, but obviously, you know, they're a very proud club, and Tari and Cubby will be looking to get off to a good start as well. So we certainly won't be taking them lightly.
Yep, you mentioned Interleague in there. You're playing a role with Reece Holwell in guiding the fortunes of the Raiders against the Bellarine.
Yep, should be fun.
Have you started sort of putting your wish list together in terms of what sort of team you'd like to run out with May 18?
Yeah, we've had a couple of meetings already. We actually had a coaches meeting with all coaches a couple of weeks ago and got some really good input from everyone there. So I don't see any issues from any clubs regarding, you know, players wanting to put their hand up and play.
Yeah, a bit easier when you've only got to travel to Queen's Park and you're playing the Bellarine.
And you're playing local. So, it's a great opportunity. And, you know, we're obviously forecasting to be a big crowd there in attendance. And as Reece has probably touched on, you know, we're probably looking at it with a nothing to lose type mentality. And the boys from the Bellarine are expected to win, and that's okay by us. And we'll put our best 22 on the park and see where that gets us.
Well, Foss, we really appreciate you coming in and joining us. We wish you all the very best of luck for round 1, a big clash against Bell Post Hill. You did a number on them under lights, I think, what, round 2 or 3 last year?
Yeah, we started pretty well last year, Tom, so hopefully we can replicate that again this year.
Absolutely. Best of luck for the year, and good to see you in good health as well. Good luck.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, mate.
Brendan Forsman joining us there. That is our final season countdown. We really hope you've enjoyed the opportunity we've taken to sit down and have one-on-one conversations with all the coaches in the lead-up to season 2019. To all the clubs, all 34 of them across the GFL, BFL and GDFL, we wish you good luck for season 2019. And we look forward to doing it all again leading into 2020.